Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for July 31st to August 6, 2016. This week, the Palestinian government will welcome efforts to conduct an international peace conference. Meanwhile, Israeli troops kill a Palestinian and attack farmers and fishers during attacks targeting Palestinian communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. In Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate of the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. At the nearby Annabi Saleh village, troops attacked protesters at the village entrance. Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at protesters and nearby homes. Many residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. This week, Palestinian Authority says it welcomes an international conference organized by France. Meanwhile, situation on the ground remains difficult. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Palestinian Authority has asserted acceptance of an international peace conference organized by France. Top Palestinian negotiators said that any moves that aim to revive the stalled peace process on basis of legitimacy are welcomed. Meanwhile, Israel has already refused the conference idea and insisted that any peace talks should be held directly between Israel and Palestinians without any outside intervention. In the related news, prominent Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti accused this week Israel of further going into racist policies by allowing the trial of Palestinian teens under the age of 14. Barghouti believed that the only way to bring Israel to justice is boycotting Israel academically and economically at the international level. He called for the isolation of Israel internationally so that Israel can submit to terms of just and durable peace in the region. In the Gaza Strip, former Prime Minister of the Islamist Hamas-led government demanded erecting a seaport as one of the items agreed on during ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas that ended Israel's war on Gaza in 2014. Israeli media reports that Israeli cabinet will discuss the Gaza seaport during a meeting in a few weeks to come. In related remarks, leading Palestinian official Nabil Sha'af believed that erecting a seaport in Gaza should not come at the expense of Palestinian unity. He called first for realizing unity between Hamas and his Fatah party. He noted that establishing a seaport before unity is seen will likely further isolate Gaza from the West Bank. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli soldiers shot and killed a Palestinian civilian and injured more than six others in West Bank attacks. Meanwhile, in Gaza, troops attacked fishermen and farmers. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabu Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian man was shot and killed on Saturday by Israeli forces stationed at Huwara checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The Israeli forces claimed that Rami Awartani, 31, attempted to stab a soldier and his corpse was detained and taken to an unknown destination. On Monday, undercover Israeli soldiers infiltrated into the Dahesh refugee camp in Bethlehem, shot and injured three Palestinians and kidnapped two others. Local sources said that undercover soldiers infiltrated into the refugee camp using a civilian car with Palestinian license plates, but were soon discovered by many youngsters who hurled stones on them. The soldiers fired many live rounds, wounding three Palestinians. Moreover, two Palestinian civilians were injured, many others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation, as several Israeli military vehicles invaded on Tuesday morning the northern West Bank city of Nablus and fired live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets, and gas bombs. Local sources said the army invaded Joseph Tomb area east of Nablus and clashed with youngsters who hurled stones and empty bottles at the military vehicles. Elsewhere, Israeli military forces stormed on Wednesday at dawn the house of Hadil Awada, wife of Mohammed al-Faqih, who was killed by Israeli forces last month, and proceeded to physically assault her. The family house is located in the town of Surif, near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Female soldiers beat Hadil on her abdomen with the intent of causing an abortion for her unborn fetus. The family added that the soldiers tried to arrest Awada, while her father subsequently fell into a coma and was taken to an Israeli hospital. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 78 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops kidnapped 81 Palestinian civilians, including 7 children. In Gaza, Israeli Navy ships attacked Palestinian fishing boats near the Gaza City shoreline on Monday. Local sources said that the fishermen had to sail back to shore, fearing from the Navy gunfire. Damage to the boats were reported. Also in Gaza, Israeli troops stationed at the southern borders of the coastal enclave opened fire at Palestinian farmers working on their lands. The farmers were forced to leave the area in fear of being injured. Palestinian human rights groups say that since the beginning of this year, 7 Palestinians were killed, including 2 children, in addition to 155 injured, among them 26 children, by army gunfire at border areas of Gaza while working in their lands. For IMC News, this is Iman Abdrapo Banura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 31st to August 6th, 2016, from occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Jorush Maui and me, Rassam Banura.